That is approximately 59 years. Payment. So that's 60, 59 payments. 9 months. 9 months. January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October. It is 9 months. And I still have to go November, December, January, February, March. 5 more months before I begin 60 years old. So that would have been an average age of the people if we were to average out the lifespan of the people in our time. And therefore, I am 60 years old. That is a one generation. That's what they call one generation. I would consider that one generation. So my generation and then my father's generation, he lived to be 57 years old. And then his father lived to be 73 years old. That's three generations. And then my name is Louis Bird, and my father was Michel, Louis Pinesis. And then my father was Michel Pinesis. And then my grandfather was John Pinesis, who happened to be 57 years old. 50? No. My father was 57 years old, and then my grandfather was 73 years old. My grandfather may have lived to be about 80 years old, perhaps. If we can say, oh yes, as I said, he would have been very close to 73 years old. So he was born in 1875. It would have been 1875. And since that 71 years old, his father could have been about 60 years old. And if he was 60 or 75, if they say he was very old, so he would have been born, my grandfather's son, Benizis, and his father would have been born 1800, and his father was Joseph Pinesis. And then Joseph Pinesis, his father would have been born about 70, 60 years before that. So 1800 minus 60 would give us 1740. That's the old man. 1745. Anyway, that will bring us down to 1745 for the first person that we remember as Pinesis. But there was a person by the name of. There was a person by the name of Snowbird. Wapanakuri, Snowbird. Was recorded in 1815 to 1845. So it could have been this guy, the first image. So somewhere along the way, I am not accurate about my calculation. So that's the first family. That Pinesis is the first Pinesis that was recorded in Winnascaria. It was somewhere around 1745 to 1800. So thereabouts. That would be only 63 years after the first Hudson Bay Company was formed.